This is the I'm a Lutheran column, this time featuring Daryl W. Jones. He's a member of St. Stephen Lutheran Church in Silver Spring, Maryland. He's Senior Associate Director of Admissions and Coordinator for Multicultural Admission, Intercollegiate Athletics Liaison, Assistant Track and Field Coach and Advisor, Campus Hip Hop Dance Group at Gettysburg College in Pennsylvania. He says, "My great-great-grandfather founded St. Paul African Methodist Episcopal Church in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. My family ran it for several years, then stepped away from leadership when I was 11 years old. St. James Lutheran Church is the place we choose to attend next because we knew the pastors who were great community members. We were the sole African Americans to come in that door. On our first visit, some people wouldn't shake our hands, even during the greeting. This happened in the mid-70s. The very next week, one of our pastors in his sermon said, 'If you call yourself a child of God, shame on you for treating guests the way some of you did. I saw you.' Pastors Ed Kaiser and Fritz Foltz let it be known that intolerance was not tolerable. People warmed up. People who weren't accepting chose to leave. One of my favorite moments at St. James was the first time I went to sixth grade Sunday school. The kids were all people who I knew from elementary school, and all were welcoming, and they were excited to have me with them. Singing a solo or a duet or a quartet is how I connect with my faith. I've been a cantor fairly often at my current church at St. Stephen. I can go from basso profundo all the way up to tenor two. The confidence to perform came from my childhood. Since I was 13, St. James music director, Timothy Brabin, recently retired, encouraged me to sing and to lead music. I met my wife at a local hangout in Gettysburg. She was in seminary. We remained friends for 10 or 15 years. At one time, she was leaving one of her calls to move, and I thought, wait a minute, she's pretty amazing. We need to do something about this. We married in 2012 when we were 48 years old, and it's the first marriage for both of us. The title of pastor's spouse is something you have to figure out as far as what works for you. It's a learn as you go, no matter how long you do it. I'm the pastor's husband, but I don't have a set of responsibilities at St. Stephen. I let him know when I'm available, then I enthusiastically volunteer. Sometimes I'll show up 5 minutes before worship, or if I'm a greeter, I'll show up 45 minutes early. Before I joined the admissions team at Gettysburg, I was working in the finance industry. In the fall of 1985, when I started working there, Gettysburg was celebrating 10 students of color in its enrollment. Now, our entire admissions team focuses on diversity. Today, 25% to 30% of our students occupy some sort of underrepresented ethnicity on campus. One of my areas of national expertise is finding under-the-radar talent that might exist in a charter school or elsewhere, and giving them the same choice as someone more economically privileged. Young people give me hope, their energy, their brightness, their caring. I pray for peace, equity, and kindness for all people, for churches of all denominations to not be so segregated, for an end to hunger and injustice. I'm a Lutheran because I can care about more than just me and my local congregation, and the Lutheran Church gives you literally the opportunity to care about the world."